This is What the Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Justin. And it's Monday, the 11th of December.
Jazzy boy, tis the season to spend a lot of money. It's expected that Australians will spend $30 billion over the December quarter, which is up 10% on last year, meaning the average adult will spend almost $1,500 this Christmas. Yikaroonies.
That is a lot of money. And B-Man, that is why this month's Academy is all about spending smart over the summer period.
Nice.
So you do not blow your budget.
Looking at you.
We've got step-by-step tips on how to spend less and even save money during this time of year. So if you want to check it out, download the Flux app and head to the Academy.
Three responsible stories today, Jazzy boy.
Let's do it.
For our first, Australia's two largest oil and gas companies are looking to merge in an $80 billion deal.
They say long live the fossil fuels, so tell me more.
Well, Woodside and Santos are the two companies at the center of this story, Jazzy boy.
Both companies are Australian.
Founded in 1954, both of them.
And both specialize in oil and gas exploration and production.
And now it seems like these two behemoths are looking to merge into one giant, mega $80 billion behemoth.
And that would make it bigger by market size than ANZ, than Wesfarmers, than Telstra, and Woolworths as well.
And Jazzy boy, this would become the largest corporate deal in Australia for many years.
And B-Man, with many miners focusing on green energy transitions, it seems that those still focused on fossil fuels have two options.
Yep, number one, what is it?
That would be transition to green energy like many of their competitors.
Okay, hit me with number two.
Consolidate and become even bigger and stronger.
Interesting. Now I want to know what the key learning is.
With green energy in the spotlight, fewer oil and gas companies are looking to own more and more of the industry.
You see, Jazzy boy, the focus on green energy has meant an underinvestment in new oil and gas reserves.
In fact, companies are investing roughly 15% below pre-pandemic levels in the oil and gas industry.
And that leaves the global market undersupplied right now.
And the last major oil and gas companies are now in a powerful position.
And getting stronger through consolidation.
In fact, B-Man, just this year, we've seen ExxonMobil buy shale giant Pioneer for $60 billion US dollars.
And don't forget that Chevron paid about $53 billion US dollars for another company named Hess.
So clearly, these companies believe that oil and gas will stick around for a while,
despite the impact on the environment.
For our second story, Afterpay has suffered more than $475 million in bad debts over the last 18 months as the buy now, pay later industry becomes more and more challenging.
What goes up, must come down, Jazzy boy. Tell me more.
Okay, so we all know Afterpay, one of the OG buy now, pay later companies, B-Man, started right here in Australia.
Grew to have more than 6 million customers here in Australia, may I add.
Now, B-Man, in 2018, Afterpay launched in the US, and less than 2 years later, it had more customers in the US than in Australia.
Which then attracted the likes of Square,
who acquired Afterpay for a whopping $39 billion.
And go by the name of Block these days.
That's true. And despite now being part of Square / Block, it still very much runs as its own part of the business.
And Jazzy boy, while Afterpay's revenue more than doubled, it also saw a huge jump in bad debts.
We're talking $475 million in bad debts for the last 18 months to December.
Bad debts being loans that have not been paid back to Afterpay.
And B-Man, with the cost of living rising and interest rates getting higher, it's not surprising to see an uptick in bad debts.
And a downtick in companies competing in this once very sexy space.
Yep. So what is the key learning here?
The buy now, pay later industry once surfed the waves of success, but now it's drowning in a sea of bad debt.
B-Man, over the last 12 months, we've seen the buy now, pay later industry become a lot more challenging.
On the one hand, the cost of living has meant that bad debts have skyrocketed.
And on the other hand, with interest rates rising, it means that the margin generated by buy now, pay later companies has also shrunk.
And Afterpay are not the only ones battling here.
Yep, their rival Affirm withdrew from the Australian market this year.
And Laybuy, another player in the space, they delisted from the ASX.
And OpenPay went into liquidation.
So it's going to be interesting to see whether Afterpay can steady the ship here. For our third and final story, Google has launched its latest AI model, Gemini, which apparently outperforms ChatGPT, according to Google.
That is a big call. Hard to imagine anyone dethroning ChatGPT, B-Man. So what is the story here?
Well, Jazzy boy, Google, like many other tech companies, has been racing to develop AI that successfully competes with ChatGPT.
They came out with Bard earlier this year, but it didn't quite gain the same level of popularity.
And now, Google's taken its next step in AI with its launch of Gemini Gemini.
It's an AI model that's trained to behave in more human-like ways.
Like we haven't heard that one before.
But supposedly, Gemini's been trained to handle audio and photo and video and text data as well. But B-Man, what if I told you that Gemini's impressive demo was basically faked?
Scandal alert.
Yeah. Google released a semi-real, semi-fake video showing Gemini's capabilities.
And some experts are up in arms here because they don't know what to believe anymore.
So what is the key learning here?
In the race to catch up to competitors, companies can end up tripping all over themselves.
Get this, B-Man. Earlier this year, Google found itself in a bit of hot water when its AI chatbot Bard shared inaccurate information during its live demo.
Yeah, Google lost about $100 billion dollars in market value in one day because of this.
All in the race to release its brand new toy a little bit too early.
Now, Google definitely did not want a repeat of this orc situation. Mm-hmm. So when it came to the launch of Gemini, they pre-recorded a demo video.
And by leaving out some of the prompts that they used in Gemini, they kind of stretched the truth of what their AI is truly capable of. B-Man, it is an expensive time of the year, and that is why this month's Academy is all about spending smart this summer so you don't blow your budget. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Wednesday.